Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, June 7th, 1950. House of Assembly debates the granting of adult suffrage. On this day, June 7th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on a parliamentary debate on the amendment of the Representation of the People Act, 1901. This amendment passed by the House abolished the property qualification for membership of the General Assembly and granted Barbadians adult suffrage or the right to vote. Hitherto, a narrow elite who met rigid property and income qualification requirements were empowered to seek election to Parliament or allowed to vote. Mr. G.H. Adams opined that the purpose of the bill was merely to enshrine in law what every democratic country should uphold. It would abolish property qualifications for membership of the House and grant the right to vote to every British subject over the age of 21 to vote in any constituency in which they have resided continuously for 3 months prior to the date of voter registration. He believed that if a literate person had the right to vote, an illiterate person doubly deserved that right. Mr. Frank Walcott said that he had much pleasure in seconding the bill, as it was one that was long overdue. He was of the opinion that everyone should regard adult suffrage as a right, and believed that the amendment would break the snobbery supported by members who felt that some people should have the right to vote, whereas others did not. Furthermore, he noted that wherever the franchise was extended, progressive legislation was passed, and the standard of living of the majority of people improved. Mr. J.H. Wilkinson, in his submission, stated that every right-thinking person in Barbados should have the right to vote. However, he was not convinced that the qualifications for being elected a member of the House should be abolished, but conceded that the members of the House should reflect the wishes of the people. On this day, June 7, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on the historic amendment which granted the franchise to Barbadians. To many observers, this amendment was one of the most important pieces of social legislation in the history of the island, as it ushered in full participatory democracy and ended the centuries-old racist and elitist electoral paradigm.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.